Chapter 29. Do not believe rumours and do not spread them. My blood pounded in my ears. My legs felt weak. It sounded as though the man was shuffling across the floor. I had to get away. I tiptoed out of the barn and sprinted across the yard, my heart pounding. I caught up with the others just outside the cottage. I skidded to a stop, flailing my arms, and grabbed Frank's shoulder to steady myself. "Ow!" he said, pushing my hand away. "What are you doing?" "Come to the treehouse," I hissed. Molly looked at me in surprise. Then her look turned to one of alarm. "You're completely white. What happened?" "In the treehouse. It's top secret." I ran down the garden path and out through the little wooden gate at the bottom of the garden that led to the sheep field. I heard Molly and Frank following me. I didn't stop until I reached the oak tree in the middle of the field. Then I turned slowly in a circle, scanning the horizon in all directions, trying to take deep breaths to stop my heart thudding against my ribcage. There was nobody around. We climbed the rope ladder to the treehouse Uncle Bert had built. It wasn't really a house, just a plank platform with a low wooden wall around the edge. In winter you could see for miles, but now the leaves formed a thick green canopy and we were completely hidden from view. "Now, tell us everything," said Molly. "We need to whisper," I said. "Frank, can you be lookout?" Frank climbed up to the next branch where there was a gap in the canopy. Molly shifted impatiently. "Come on, Anna, spit it out. It can't be that important." Anger flared inside me. "It's about as important as anything could be. I wouldn't tell you unless it was important." She frowned. "What is it then?" My stomach felt like a pit of snakes. I couldn't believe this was happening. "He's German," I whispered. "What?" Molly looked blank. "That man, he's not a British soldier. Everything he told us was a lie." "What are you talking about?" "When I went back in the barn, I heard him swear in German. He didn't know I was there. He's German." For a minute, she just stared at me. Then she whispered, "So you mean he's a spy? A German spy?" "Oh my goodness," said Frank, his eyes huge. "A German spy in our barn. Oh my goodness, we need to tell the warden." He climbed down from his lookout branch and tugged at Molly's arm. "Quick, let's go." Molly shook her arm free. "Get off, Frank." She turned to me. "Are you really sure he's German? He doesn't sound a bit foreign." "Perhaps he's lived in England for a long time, but he's definitely German. He started muttering to himself, and it sounded German, but I thought I must be imagining it. But then he dropped something and swore, and it was definitely German." "He must have come down in a parachute," said Frank. "That's probably how he strained his ankle, not from tripping in a ditch at all. And how he got the blood and scratches on his face. He probably landed in brambles." His eyes shone with excitement. "I can't believe there's a real German spy in our barn." "His ankle," I said in relief. "I'd forgotten the sprained ankle. So at least he can't get away at the moment. Let's go and report him, quick." Molly shrieked. She clapped her hands to her mouth. Her eyes were huge and panicked. "What is it?" I asked. "What's wrong?" "Oh no! Oh no! Oh no!" wailed Molly. "What?" I said. "What is it?" "If he's a German spy," whispered Molly, her voice muffled through her palms, "then we've just given top secret information straight to the enemy." I frowned, replaying the conversation in my head. "No, we haven't. We didn't tell him anything. We just asked him questions." "You didn't tell him anything. But before you came in, oh," she groaned and covered her face with her hands again. Frank gasped. "Oh no, it was me. It's all my fault. Oh no." "What? What did you say?" Molly shook her head. "I'm not saying it again. We should never have said it in the first place. Nobody should ever have said it." Anger rose inside me. "Molly, you have to tell me. This isn't a game." Molly shuddered. I tried to contain my irritation. "Take a deep breath and tell me." Her deep breath was more like a gasp. She glanced at Frank, whose eyes were shiny with tears. Frank heard Dad tell Mum, Molly whispered. Dad heard it from Mr. Robbins, you know, the butler at the big house, the one you thought was Lord Hurstwood. Dad told Mum secretly in the garden, but Frank was in the Anderson, and he overheard, and then he told me in the barn. So what's the secret? It can't be that bad. Tears welled up in Molly's eyes. Winston Churchill is coming here on Thursday. I stared at her. Winston Churchill, the Prime Minister. Molly burst into tears. Stop it, I hissed. This is important. Stop crying and tell me exactly what you said. I could tell she was trying to stop, but it took ages before the crying turned into shuddering sobs. Frank was crying too. I had to bite my cheeks to stop myself from shouting at them. Eventually, Molly took a juddery breath and said, Mr. Robbins told Dad that he'd been told to expect a very special guest for lunch on Thursday, and then he was asked to find this particular bottle of champagne from the wine cellar and order a particular box of cigars, and he said that that type of champagne is Mr. Churchill's favourite and those cigars are the kind he always smokes, so he's certain the Prime Minister is coming on Thursday to inspect the troops. I felt hollow. And Frank told you that in the barn? Molly covered her face with her hands and nodded. We've just told a German spy that the British Prime Minister is coming here on Thursday. She started to cry again. If Winston Churchill's killed, it will all be our fault. Frank's sobs grew even louder. A strange feeling came over me, a feeling of calmness and strength. I had to take control of the situation. All right, I said. Let's not panic. We've seen his ankle. That was one thing he couldn't lie about. It's a bad sprain and it might even be broken. He won't be able to go anywhere for a while, so even if he did hear what you said, he can't pass on a message. And he might not even have heard, because he said he was asleep, remember? Frank's sobbing lessened. He looked at me hopefully. But he would say that, wouldn't he? Said Molly. I'm sure he heard every word we said. We weren't even whispering. But he can't tell anyone else. He's stuck in the barn. And just to make sure, two of us can keep watch at the door while the other one runs for the warden or the policeman. He might have a wireless transmitter to send Morse codes back to Germany, said Frank. Spies all carry Morse code transmitters. He might have sent a message already. I looked at him in horror, of course. How big is a wireless transmitter? I asked. He only had that rucksack. He might have been hiding it, said Frank. He'd have to hide it, wouldn't he? Right. We've no time to lose. One of us must go for the warden straight away, while the other two take him the water and keep him in conversation. We have to make sure he's arrested before he can cause any damage. If he's already sent a message, said Molly, then he's already caused damage. Panic rose inside me, but I tried not to show it. The police will make him tell them if he'd sent any messages, and then they'll sort it out. They won't let Winston Churchill come here if there's any danger. I stood up. Come on, let's go. We mustn't waste any more time. I started to climb down the ladder, but Molly gasped and gripped my arm. She was deathly white. No, we can't tell anyone. What are you talking about? Said Frank. Of course we've got to... Don't you see? Hissed Molly. If we get him arrested, they'll make him tell them what he knows. And then they'll find out that Mr. Robbins told Dad about Mr. Churchill coming. And Dad told Mum, which was giving away a national secret. And Mr. Robbins and Dad will get arrested. Frank turned pale. They wouldn't arrest Dad, would they? Of course they would. Not just arrest him either. Do you know what the sentence is for passing on state secrets? A tight ball of anger was forming in the pit of my stomach. Molly, don't be stupid. We have to report this. No, we don't. Molly was hysterical now. Don't you understand? People who pass on state secrets get the death sentence. Dad could be hanged. Frank burst into tears again. Stop crying, Frank, Molly snapped. That isn't going to happen because we're not going to tell anyone. Are we, Anna? She gave me a fierce look. I was so furious, I was actually trembling. So you want to keep a Nazi spy in the barn and take him food and water, knowing that he knows the Prime Minister's coming here on Thursday? Are you mad as well as stupid? We'll just have to stop him passing on information to Germany, said Molly. If we make sure he doesn't do that, then we're not doing any harm, are we? You're really mad, aren't you? Well, I'm going to report him if you won't. I climbed down the ladder before she could grab me again. I started to run up the field, but Molly was a faster runner than me, and she caught up with me and grabbed the back of my shirt before I was halfway to the gate. I whirled around to face her. You accuse me of being a Nazi, I hissed. It's you who's the Nazi. You want to leave him in the barn sending messages to Germany so Hitler can blow up the Prime Minister and all those soldiers. And what happens if Churchill gets killed? Then Britain has no leader and Hitler wins the war. And do you know what that means? No, of course you don't. You haven't a clue. But I know. I know what it's like to live under Hitler. And if you don't report this man, then you'll very soon know what it's like too. So I'm going to report him right now, and you'd better not try and stop me. I turned to run, but Frank grabbed my hand in both of his. His eyes were huge in his tear-streaked face. Please, Anna, he sobbed. Please don't get Daddy hanged. Please, please don't let Daddy die. Don't be stupid, I said. Of course he won't. Then, looking at the desperate terror in Frank's face, I stopped. I'd been going to say, of course Uncle Bert won't be hanged. But now it hit me for the first time that this wasn't actually true. One of the first things Churchill had done when he became Prime Minister was to pass the Treachery Act. Molly was right. The sentence for passing on a state secret was death. Their father might actually be hanged. Good, kind, gentle Uncle Bert, hanged for treason. How could I let that happen? But how could I not report a Nazi spy? Look, said Molly, the most important thing, the only important thing at the moment, is to make sure he can't pass on any messages. And what if he's already done that? She was silent for a while. Then she said, all right, here's what we're going to do. We'll take him some water like we said we would. And while we're there, we'll find out if he has a wireless set. If he does, we'll have to report him. Frank gasped. No, we can't. We have to, she said. We don't have to say anything about Dad. Maybe they won't find out. But Anna's right. We can't just let a German spy live in the barn sending messages back to Hitler. We can't put the whole country at risk.